Nick Z. Ken, did Tim tell you about his Raspberry Pi?
Yeah, he did. He said he's making good progress on it. He said he's going to download about 2 hours of download to it tonight to see if he can get it to do a couple more things.
He's pretty smart with that stuff. I could figure that out. He's going to have to show me what I need and what I got to do.
Matt, I don't know if I'd really like it, but maybe, you know, some people really like that computer stuff.
Sure, once I get it and understand, hey, this is what this does, I'll know, I'll begin to learn more about it, but, I mean, it's just money right now.
Some of that stuff I don't believe is too bad expensive.
He used equipment the other day. Tim come across a guy that was selling something on a forum. I ended up buying it. He's got one. I think new, they're like $120. I got this one for $80. It's supposed to be in pretty good shape. The guy seemed legitimate. His call sign showed his name and address and all that matched up. I think the guy's legit.
Well, about getting stuff off the internet, but, you know, if everything matched up, then maybe it might be a good deal.
I went through PayPal. I had him bill me through PayPal, and I paid it through PayPal, and I had just gotten into about $269 worth of fraud where I paid for a product that wasn't, and waited and waited and waited. This was at the beginning of the China thing. And these people were out of China, and I didn't recognize it until after I paid for it, but I let it go. I mean, it went on, drug on for a couple months, and went, took my case to PayPal, because these people would not give me an answer. They were just generalized statements and skirting issues on direct questions, and so I took it to PayPal. I got my money back.
Yeah, that's all that matters. I'm kind of skeptical about buying stuff off of, like, eBay and stuff like that. I've done it, but they've been pretty successful. But nowadays, it's getting worse and worse.
See, I've done it for years, and I do a good bit of selling on eBay. But first thing I look for is their reviews, and if they don't have a lot of reviews, and it's not up in the high 90s, like 98 to 100, I normally won't mess with it.
All the porch pirates, if you did get something, and, you know, they may have shipped it and done everything they were supposed to do, and it just never made it because somebody intercepted it before you got it.
Though, I don't think I'd have any porch pirates in my house.
So probably not. Just to get up the driveway.
Yeah, you about need four-wheel drive to do that, my friend.
The antenna's on your truck when you go up through there.
I didn't think about your truck being so high, because I'm in this Prius. You know, I could have a 15-foot whip. It wouldn't hit nothing.
Get me a lip mount and moving it back down on the hood, because every time you go through a drive-thru, I have to stop, get out, and bend it down.
Oh, that ain't working. The commuter vehicle?
Other than Mama's Jeep.
You drive that thing, will she?
Once or twice.
Diesel.
We're off together, and we go somewhere, so we usually take the Jeep. And I usually drive, because she don't care nothing about, like, going over towards Woodruff Road or anything like that. But, you know, normally she just drives it to work and back. Starting to have a rubber gloves shortage on that. Susan said the cashier stopped wearing gloves because they needed them for the kitchen help, because you can't hardly get any gloves. And same over here. We used to have whenever you went into the supply room, you had to wear gloves, but now they're getting scarce, so now we just have it on. You gotta sanitize before you go in.
be better anyway, wouldn't it? Because gloves, you end up getting it everywhere with gloves if there's something there, if there's a substance there. You'd have to sanitize your hands immediately after you took gloves off, so. And then the product you have would have it on there. That just, to me, gloves don't make a lot of sense unless it's something you were going to keep on all day.
Yeah, I know. I put hand sanitizer on, must be 25 times a day.
Every time I go by the shop desk, I mean coming and going, I hit it. I'm still using that stuff I got from Valen.
Another 55-gallon barrel yesterday or the day before. I mean, got a smell to it.
Yeah, it smells like moonshine.
You know, I guess I remember what it smells like. It's been a long time since I've seen any of that.
It smells like, that's exactly what it smells like. Which I never have had no hankering for no moonshine. I mean, to me, the stuff tastes like gasoline.
You do it. Nowadays, just getting some of the good processed stuff, man. I have heartburn so bad, I just can't stand it.
Wet out your way like it's rain.
Drying up right now, KN4 TFW.
And all last night, I think it was over by, I'd say 9:30, 10 o'clock.
And I didn't hear it, but I saw that it had rained last night sometime at the house, but I never heard it. I start headed that way, I'll say 73, and hope you have a good day, and look forward to maybe catch you in the morning, and don't work too hard, KN4 TFW.
Ready for me?
Yesterday afternoon on the way going home, him and Carol were headed back from getting something to eat and getting some new tires on the front of his truck.
And he's doing good. All right, 73s to you. You have a good day. Be safe, be careful, and enjoy it. And hope you enjoyed your coffee this morning. I'm going to go in and make you some. But I'll catch up with you later, and I'll be clear as well. It's KK4 NXC.
Good one, KN4 TFW.